Well, speaking of how we've changed in the last 5 years, you all have to do this at your workplace, your place of employment. We get hammered with training. Phishing scams, fake emails.
Sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment.
This is corporate America, though, from what I understand, whenever we talk about it. Well, I don't know. It just seems like the way it is. It feels like wherever, whenever we talk about this stuff, I get a ton of emails like, oh, yeah, we just did this, this, and this. Or, but, so, yes, I suppose it is woke.
It is, yeah. So I actually...
To not slap your coworkers on the bottom.
Open palm.
It's bottom.
It's encouragement. Right.
I'm just trying to tell her she looks nice.
Yeah. So,
her jugs are better than the girl next to her. Jeez.
Jugs. Extra offensive. So that was one thing I had on the list while I was out here at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound was complete this training. I rolled on it so that we could share it with you all. Here it is.
Hello, and welcome to Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion Training for Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. We hope this course can help you understand how, and specifically how not to handle yourself at work. At The Ticket, we want to foster an environment where we all feel welcome and valued. Through following these guidelines, we can ensure that work is a safe place and our company can avoid losing money as a result of frivolous lawsuits. To begin, it's important that we use gender-neutral terms in the workplace, especially in times of conflict. Use your coworker's name rather than addressing them like this.
All right, well, I didn't ask you, bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Lippy bitch.
What a dumb bitch she is.
What a bitch.
Even if you think you're being kind, stay away from terms like...
Madam, sweetie, sugar, sweetheart, bitch.
We also want to avoid tokenism, which is the practice of doing or saying something only to prevent criticism and give the appearance that people are being treated fairly. While you may think it is helpful to identify your new coworkers by their race or gender, it can feel demeaning. Avoid statements such as these.
Oh, I know this guy. Black dude.
Asian lady.
Black girl, right?
It is inappropriate to ask your coworkers questions about their race, even if well-intended.
Hey, have you heard what I thought about white girls with black guys?
Were black guys blacker in the 70s than they are now?
Or to try to relate to them.
I can tell the difference between African people and African American people.
One type of problematic employee is the braggart. This individual likes to share stories from their personal life in an attempt to seem cool and fun. Avoid these sorts of comments.
Hey, do you know I did date a Hooters waitress?
Popped it in Friday night with my wife.
Senior employees need to be aware that the old days of offering benefits to new employees in exchange for upward mobility in the company is a thing of the past.
Cash, prostitutes, entertainment, yachts, nightclubs, jewelry, bounties, transportation, trips, and an abortion.
We also need to be sensitive to the fact that some of our coworkers are nursing mothers, and they are protected by the federal law known as Break Time for Nursing Mothers Act. In order for our coworkers to feel at ease, we want to avoid singling them out with comments like this.
Mommy.
Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah.
Daddy light.
I've gagged on those things before.
Even if you find these exhibitions of motherly love arousing, it is vital to our workplace culture that you not sexualize them and express yourself in an inappropriate manner.
Shed big MILF energy.
We have also noticed an issue with our male employees intending to encourage their female coworkers queef, with an queef, inspiring
queef,
chant.
Queef, 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 queef.
While meant from a good place and from the heart, this is strictly banned in our new workplace culture. You have now completed the module for Diversity, Equality, and Inclusion training for Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Congratulations and gaining the knowledge needed to create a better tomorrow through the power of Cumulus.
That's beautiful. You finish it today?
I did, yeah. Knocked it out this morning. So... good to go.
Boy, that's cool. So she did really point out that the queef chant did come from a good place.
Yeah.
It's from the heart.
Encouragement.
It's there's nothing derogatory there at all.
Just a different world.
And it's, okay, number one, notes. Perfect music. That is the exact, I don't know how you found that. It almost sounds like
yeah,
you
well,
somehow take the actual bed.
From it me. Wasn't that hard.
And there was quite a bit of Corby audio in there. When I was doing the actual training, I was thinking we were doing this because of Corby.
Yeah.
Like every question they had
yeah.
referred to something I've heard Corby say. Usually off the air, and it offends me quite a bit, so I'm glad that...
Going to Corgi, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's Corgi. Right. That's actually right, EA.
I'm glad. I mean, even though I knew all of the answers right away, I'm just glad that others could be enlightened, you know.